You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lisa, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine, thank you. You're so sweet. What was the highlight of your weekend?
I got to take my daughter to see Green Day. It was her first concert.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
Did you love it? That Green Day's in my top five of greatest concerts I've been to.
Oh, I love Green Day. We've been seeing them since like the early 2000s.
Do you know,
I'm so sorry.
I went to Casa Bonita on Friday night, and word has it that Green Day was there earlier, or when I was, I guess, having dinner. They tucked him back somewhere, though.
Oh, that's
though.
Amazing.
I know. I didn't get to see him or anything, but I shared the same air as them, which was pretty cool.
He was breathing
that's
their molecules.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. I had the time of my life.
Hey!
Well, yay! I think I had a funner time than you did, though.
You did have a funner time than me.
What was the first concert you ever went to, Lisa?
Aerosmith, actually.
Great first concert.
It's a good one.
Good for you.
Yeah, right, that was my first one.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, you went from being so excited and bubbly to sounding full of despair.
Well, I don't know why, but whenever you're not on the line, you can pop out those answers so fast, and it's like, oh, come on, why didn't you get that? And then whenever you're on the line, it's like, oh, my God, my brain just went blank.
Yeah, you freeze up.
Well, we were talking about food at a football game during the trending report. So, Lisa, in 10 seconds, give me five foods that you buy at a football game. Five foods at a football game. Ready and go!
Hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos, pretzels, french fries. I don't know what else.
Yeah, you did good.
Doesn't matter,
that's it.
Because that's five. You're a winner!
Oh, wow.
Don't scream.
That's awesome.
Your voice is already bad enough.
I can't.
I can't scream.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. You're so sweet.
Hey, how old is this daughter that you took to see Green Day?
She just turned 17.
Ah, perfect.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good mother-daughter night out. Hey, listen, Lisa, you're the champ. Stand by. Josh is going to tell you all about your prize. You got another concert to go to now, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. And thank you to Christy, Angelica, and Hannah for hanging on the line. Christy, I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Good morning, guys. Hope you're having a great day. gosh, the highlight of my weekend, it was just, we had a very mellow weekend this weekend.
Come on, something that you ate, maybe watched.
You know what I am watching is The Perfect Couple. Mm-hmm. That's been pretty good.
What's that about?
It is about a very wealthy family who lives in Nantucket, and somebody gets murdered before a wedding, so it's a Netflix special.
Nicole Kidman.
I saw the trailer thing for it, with Nicole Kidman, and I didn't get sucked into it, but I thought about
it. I have some family members that are watching this, and they say, I want to be mean. They're saying they're having a hard time watching it because of Nicole Kidman's face.
She does look different. I mean,
way different.
She's still beautiful, but she looks different.
Different, right?
Yeah, she's still beautiful, and I love her accent, so there's that. But what drew me in was I actually read an article about how they didn't want to do the dance scene in the opening credits, and so then I had to see what this dance scene was, and then I thought, well, I'm here. I might as well watch it.
How was the dance scene?
It was cute. They did a good job.
Okay. All right. Well,
The thing is with me, I cannot hear the word Nantucket without thinking of the limerick. So it's too difficult
for me.
I think we've all heard that one,
Yes. Christy, it's a delight talking to you. Hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thanks so much. You guys, too.
Bye. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys. And here's Angelica. Angelica, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Hi, good morning. And my highlight was taking my kids to Elitch Gardens. We had never been before, and we went, and it was great.
It is a fun time, isn't it? That's what was your favorite ride?
Let's see. Well, we stayed in pretty much the kiddie area, so probably the little roller coaster there. That was really cute and fun. They, they love the bumper
cars. Have bigger, better rides than those. They got way better rides than that.
Oh, and we did the Ferris wheel, or the, we did the Ferris wheel. That was the last thing we did.
Well, that's fun.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah.
Super
cute.
How
old are your kids?
I've got a big girl, and she's 8, and then the little guy is 5.
What's the 8-year-old into these days?
Oh, she's super cool. She's into, I don't know if you guys remember Captain Underpants, but she's really into Captain Underpants right now.
Oh, I remember Captain Underpants.
That's good.
Yeah. It's back, and she's really all about it.
Well, that's fun.
That's cute. That's What's the 5-year-old into?
Oh, knives. He's a sports guy. We're in fall soccer right now, so it's just soccer, soccer, soccer.
Yuck.
Same. I hate having a Saturday morning all
about
soccer. I
know.
Soccer,
that's the thing. It's like you got to get right out there. And
yeah.
Are you on snack duty at all? When's your...
This Saturday is my snack
is it?
Game. So, yep, I'm on Gatorades and, I don't know, probably Cheez-Its or something. Something easy.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Don't do the Mandarin oranges. The parents that come with the bags of oranges, ugh, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be that
parent.
Same for
like Halloween, the people who like put out the floss and the toothpaste and the brushes.
Don't be that parent. Boring. Gatorade and goldfish. That sounds good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, we've loved chatting with you. Glad you had some fun at Elitch Gardens. They're a big supporter of the show. So thank you for taking the time and giving us a holler. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Angelica. And last, certainly not least in our hearts, it's Hannah. Hannah, good morning. What was the highlight, would you say, of your weekend?
Hi, good morning. Well, I actually was in Bali for the last month, and so I was on a 30-hour-long trip back from that from Saturday on. But on Friday, I got to bathe some Asian elephants, and so that's what I'll consider as my highlight of my weekend before
you
the
win.
Real travel stuff.
You win, hands down. You bathed baby elephants.
I know. I can die happy now.
Nobody can beat that.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen,
I don't need those tickets.
You've got our phone number, right? That's funny. You've got our phone number, so as soon as you're done talking to us, text us photos of you with the baby elephants.
I will, yes.
I mean, really, we want to see it. 30 hours in the air, in airplanes, though. Was
that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I can't sleep on a plane. I don't know if you, can you sleep on a plane?
You know, I do all right for the most part, but, you know, we had some pretty wicked layovers. First went from, you know, Bali to Hong Kong, and then Hong Kong to L.A., and then from L.A. back to Denver, and had some pretty long layovers in the process. So, yeah, I slept pretty well on the plane at that point once I got on there. So that was at least a blessing with all that travel time.
And you realize, of course, with this trip that you took, that absolutely nobody is going to feel sorry for you with your layovers. Right? You know that, right?
Pity me.
And how long were you in Bali? But, how long was the trip?
Yeah, my significant other and I, we were there about 3.5 weeks. So, that amount of time.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, was this for work or why were you there for so long? Just fun?
Just for fun. Him and I both work remote, and so we just kind of took up on the opportunity to go and work while we could. Well, we can, you know, work from anywhere. And so during the day, we would adventure. We got to, you know, swim with manta rays and bathe the baby elephants and hike a volcano and some other really cool things. And then at night, we would do like kind of Denver hours and work and take meetings. So, yeah, a lot of exhaustion, but a lot of adventure too.
What a great gig you guys have.
Super cool.
What is it that you do that you can work remotely?
So I actually work for a company by the name of Simple Smart Science. We work with patients with Alzheimer's and dementia, early on, and help them get set up with a nutrition plan and supplement participation and, you know, kind of connect them with others, with community and work retreats. So
well, you're
I
a good
others,
human.
You know, kind of set up a plan.
You're a really good human.
Love that.
Thank you for doing that work.
Depends on who you ask, nah. But I try.
And I love that you guys did not live the life of someday we will do this. You just packed up your bags and made someday today. And I love that. So cheers to you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. We try to live, you know, as every day as much as we can. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're an inspiration to some people who are listening right now. So don't forget to send us a photo with you and the baby elephants, damn it.
Please, okay? Please do.
Okay, I definitely will. Thanks so much, y'all. I appreciate it. And it's good to talk to you this morning.
Great you to talk too. To you too, Hannah. Have a terrific day. Thank you for being on the show.
She wins.
It's going to take a while for somebody to top that.